Welcome to SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie, a podcast about getting your website to rank higher on Google so you can get more traffic, leads, and sales, all from SEO Link Building. Now, here's your host, Julian Goldie.
What's up, guys? So, how do you get backlinks without paying for them? That's a million-dollar question. It seems like everyone's asking for money right now when it comes to link building. But over the last year or so, I've built over 350 backlinks to this website and not paid a single penny. All right, so my number one strategy for getting backlinks without paying a single penny is to make sure that you're reaching out to websites, okay? And not just to like 5 or 10 different websites. Make sure you're reaching out to at least 1,000 sites per year. And that might sound like a crazy figure, but if you take a look at some of the best link building strategies out there, like guest blogging or skyscraper tending, you can easily start doing this. You can easily start reaching out to lots of websites at scale to make sure you start getting as many backlinks as possible. Now, the thing is, when you're reaching out, you've got to choose the best media. Now, for me, in my experience, I would say that cold email is the best way to start reaching out to websites, you know, and don't just spam loads of sites. Make sure that what you're writing is interesting, that it piques curiosity, that it grabs the reader's attention so that you can start getting as many backlinks as possible. Now, here's some examples of previous emails I've written before to start building links with outreach. And if you follow the same sort of structure, you know, don't just steal the template, but if you follow a similar sort of structure, then you will see great results with link building outreach. If you don't do outreach, then you're not marketing your website and no one's going to know about you. And if no one knows about you, then you don't have the momentum to start getting more backlinks to your site. Now, after a while, after you've started getting more and more backlinks to your site, your website will grow, you'll gain more visibility, and you'll start attracting free backlinks naturally to your site. That pretty much happens in the life cycle of every single authoritative site. But at first, you must do outreach. It's pretty much essential, okay? So what are the best strategies to do? So first of all, you would create a list of all the websites you want to write a blog for in your industry. And then you just reach out to them and say, hey, I'm a big fan of your website. I really like the content you've got on there. In fact, I'd be happy to write a free article for you as well. Here's some examples of previous guest blogs I've written. If you do that, you will start getting free backlinks. And it's just a case of reaching out to enough sites to get the backlinks that you need. Another way to get backlinks with outreach is to use the skyscraper technique. So you would create a list of all the websites that have linked to your competitors. You'd find out what articles they've linked to. Then you produce a similar piece of content that's actually better and more comprehensive than your competitors. And you'd reach out to everyone who links to your competitors and say, hey, I don't see you link to them. Maybe you want to link to us too. We've produced a similar article. Here's the reasons why you want to link to it. And if you do that at scale, you know, if you reach out to hundreds of sites or even thousands of sites, then you will start attracting a lot of backlinks for free without paying for them. Now, this brings me on to my second tip, which is to make sure you negotiate, because a lot of the websites that you reach out to, even if you're offering some content for free, even if you're offering a free guest blog or a really useful piece of content that they could use on their site, the problem is a lot of these sites are still going to ask you for money. And they're still going to say, hey, I don't care how good your content is. I don't care how good your guest blog is. I'm still going to ask you for money. And that's a big problem, okay? And that's where a lot of people fall down. They think, right, outreach doesn't work. I can't get the free backlinks I need. Everyone's asking for money. And even though it is inevitable that other websites will request payment for backlinks, there are certain ways you can negotiate with them to make sure you start getting free backlinks. And this is something I do pretty much on a daily basis to make sure that I'm getting as many free backlinks as possible. So the first thing to do is think about the law of reciprocity, okay? So essentially, if you offer something of value to the website owner, then they're going to offer something of value to you. They're going to feel like they owe you, okay? So if you do them a favor and you offer something like, I don't know, a free backlink or a social media promotion, maybe a mention on their email newsletter, or any sort of offer that's going to do them a favor and promote their site, they're going to feel like they owe you too. So this is something I use all the time. I'll say, hey, I don't have the budget to pay for a link, but what I can do is offer you a backlink from one of my partner sites. And quite often they're very interested in that because they understand that if they can sell a backlink, backlinks are very useful in SEO. And therefore, if I can offer them a free one, they'll be happy to link back to me too. It's basically the link building equivalent of you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back. And you can be really creative with this. For example, in previous campaigns, I've offered a free video version of their blog, which you can easily do with a tool like Rocketium, to give them something of value so that they're more likely to link back to me. You know, I've even recorded audio versions of other website owners' blogs and said, hey, I liked your blog so much, I recorded an audio version of it. Here's a link. Gmine just crediting me for creating the audio, and that's a powerful way to generate backlinks. So there are loads of ways you can negotiate with website owners to make sure that even if they're asking for money, you can still get a free backlink out of them. And the great thing is, once you've done this and you've built a relationship with a website owner, chances are they trust you and they're more likely to link to you for free again in the future. So you can use these contacts and build up a network of people who are willing to share your content for free without paying them. Now, the only problem with outreach and negotiating with other sites is that chances are, sooner or later, you're going to run out of prospects you can potentially reach out to. So if you're reaching out to like 1,000 prospects per year, chances are you're going to run out of relevant sites that you can contact for a backlink. There's only so many of them. It's a limited resource in your industry. So what do you do next? Well, the next step that I would recommend, and my final tip for building backlinks without paying for them, is to use a website called Harrow. This is helperreporter.com, and it's a very powerful way to get free backlinks to your site from high quality and high DR websites. So what do you do? Well, essentially you sign up on the site on helperreporter.com, then you wait for their email updates. And these email updates are going to contain loads of public relations opportunities from other journalists. And these journalists are basically looking for opinions from website owners just like you. And if you reply to them with a good piece of content and they actually feature in their article, then they'll credit your website as a source. So it's a really powerful way to get backlinks and to find new opportunities for link building that you would never find from outreach. Plus, when you're in direct contact with journalists, then you can build up a rapport with them, a relationship with them, and contact them for future backlinks as well. And the great thing is as well, Harrow is completely free. You won't be charged for any of the backlinks that you get, and some of these are really good. For example, just recently I got a DR sent me one from a website off Harrow, and it was so easy. All I had to do was write a couple of paragraphs to get the backlink that I wanted. Not just that, but also Harrow is very powerful for getting PR opportunities. So when you're featured by other journalists and they mention your brand in their article, then not only are you getting a free backlink, but you're also getting PR and free marketing as well. So it's kind of like a combo deal where you get the backlinks, but you also get mentions of your brand too. And if you do that enough times, when someone Googles your company or your brand, they're going to see all these mentions from other articles that you've been featured in via Harrow. So this is a tried and tested way to get free backlinks without paying for them. And it's so easy to do, guys.
Thanks for listening to this episode of SEO Link Building with Julian Goldie. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any future episodes. If you'd like to boost your SEO rankings, drive more traffic, and land more customers with link building, book a call with Julian today at juliangoldie.com.